Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of I Need Wine. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Jessica.
So I missed out last week. I listened to the podcast episode. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast episode, Jessica and a really good friend of ours, Ebony, talked about some things. I want to give my opinion on why we as women stay with toxic men.
Okay, go.
My opinion, very quickly, is that we have this thing where, well, I'm going to speak for myself. I feel like at first, the things that should have been seen as toxic weren't seen as toxic. They were seen as exciting, thrilling, you know, new, interesting, fun, up until the point that they weren't so much all those things.
Right.
And I think that life just has a very funny way. Like, have you ever thought about, like, the same things that can attract you to someone down the line are the same things that can make you unattracted to a person?
Absolutely, yes.
So I feel like maybe that's, I think that, first of all, it takes a minute to switch from, oh, this is exciting, to no, this is toxic. Right. And I think if you have a kid, sometimes that realizes it's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my theory. My theory is that it's very exciting until all of a sudden it's not exciting.
It's not, yeah. And I think the problem with someone like Ebony, and probably like many others, like we've all like seen it, is like, if we don't have that exciting in the beginning, we think it's boring. When in reality, it's kind of, it could be something that's like far more sustainable.
Right.
Even though it seems, because you're so used to that chaos, especially because we were saying kind of like our childhood has a lot to do with the two. If we grew up like in chaos, we're comfortable with chaos. So peace and calmness is almost like eerie. I don't really like it. It's boring. It's like not, you know, because I saw my parents, and I do think like if my dad was still alive, they would probably be like a lot more, like my kids would see my parents as the way I wish I would have seen my parents, you know, that calm, like they know how to, like, they know what's not worth fighting about anymore, you know, but that takes hella time.
Yeah.
And like, so I see stuff, not really anymore, but I did when I was forming, you know, relationships. Like I was used to seeing my parents like super, like I would like to say passionate, but really it wasn't that, but that's how I take it. So I would think like, if it, we didn't have that, if we didn't argue, or we didn't like have all these types of like fiery, like conversations or arguments or whatever, then you don't care about that person.
Yeah.
And it's like a hard balance.
I feel like I don't want to stay too long on this topic, but I feel like some people, like for instance, when me and Bar first got on TV, like me and Bar say bruh a lot. It's like, bruh, and it's out of love or hate. It just depends what we're talking about, you know? I'm like, bro, I love you, bro. I really fucking love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? And like, that's how you say I love you. But people are like, oh my God, it's so toxic that they call each other bro. Where's the love and respect? And it's like, so I think to your point, some things that are okay culturally, like we're from the Bay. We say bro.
All the time. He calls me bro all the time.
I call Holly bro. Like, yeah. Like what the hell, you know? Yeah. It's no disrespect, or it's no love lost. And it's not even, you know, it's just a term of endearment, really.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, oh, that's toxic. But for us, it's just our language.
Yeah.
Or, you know, me and Bar might cap on each other real, real bad. Like, he might call me a blue-headed, goose-looking bandit. I don't know, whatever, you know?
Right.
We'll joke about it, but some people see it as toxic. It's like, oh, they'll tear each other down. And it's like, no, we're capping. Pull out your ammunition, you know? So I think that to each his own, honestly, too.
Yeah, for sure. Because at the end of the day, yes, I've noticed like things that I should see as toxic and I should see as a problem and I should work on. But at the same time, on the other side of the coin, like I'm me. I'm going to be like super funny. I'm going to be able to joke around. And if the person I'm with, like if Nick couldn't take that or give it back to me, it wouldn't work.
Serious all the time.
Yeah, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. I want to talk about something. it's hella random, but I'm looking at myself in the mirror. Okay. Or in the camera. I'm wearing a hat. Okay.
Yeah.
I've went my whole life thinking how bad I wanted to wear hats, because I would see girls wear hats, like little dad hats or whatever, and they look so freaking cute. And I used to convince myself that I can't wear hats.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, I just was like, I would put one on and be like, immediately, I think because it was like different.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't wear. Remember how I told you, like, I can't wear mom jeans. Like,
yeah.
That's all I wear. I'm like, that's all I wear. I don't really wear, like, once in a while, I'll wear like skinnies, like ankle jeans, if like whatever the outfit calls for it. But
on now the you're totally a mom jeaner.
Yeah, I'm a mom jeaner. I'm like, isn't that weird how we convince ourselves that we can't do something or wear something or say something or go somewhere or like anything? We'll like literally talk ourselves out of it. I think as like a defense mechanism of like, if somebody says I look ugly in that hat or thinks I look ugly in that hat,
I don't even want to deal with it.
I don't want to risk it. And now I'm like, I just like wear hats to the gym, not all the time, but once in a while, like if I don't want to do my hair, if my hair is just like crazy, I'll throw a hat on and I'm just like, why did I give a fuck? Like, who cares? Like, definitely somebody is going to be like, you know, she looks dumb or like whatever.
But don't you feel like we've all gone through that phase where it's like, you cared so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this previously, but it's like, you care so much. And then you're like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But the other day I went to Bag of Crab, right? By the way, there's a Bag of Crab out
here. I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm going on Friday.
I went to Bag of Crab. And I'm picking up delivery. I'm in my, you know, my natural state. Hair looks, you know, like this. It's presentable, but it's not, you know, it's not Mariah Carey status.
Yeah.
And my pink onesie.
Mm-hmm.
And Bar's oversized carrot Uggs. I mean, Crocs. And I'm just thinking, bitch, if somebody sees you right now, they're going to think, wow, Ashley from Teen Mom is out in the streets looking a mess. But then I'm like, yeah, the fuck she is. Because she only came out to get her bag of goddamn crab.
Right.
I don't need, like, listen up. I'm never going to be the person to get dressed to go to Walmart, Target, CVS, grocery store. Fuck you guys all.
Yep.
Those places.
This is what you're going to fucking get.
If you see me in CVS or the grocery store or the Dollar Tree, I'm not looking to be the baddest bitch in the clean aisle. I'm just here to get my little shiz and be about my business. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more that I started doing that, the more that I started realizing, I'll take a picture with you. I don't care. Like, what can you say? Oh, she was in Walmart in Crocs and a onesie. Guess what? The employees are damn near in here in Crocs and a onesie. So. Right.
I'm like, dude, a Crocs and a onesie is getting dressed up for Walmart. You know what I mean?
Honestly.
Do you think that comes with like age or like just like a self-esteem situation? Like,
I think maybe a self-esteem thing, because I think that, and listen, I know people who will argue me down and be like, it is so tacky to come out of the house like that. But let me tell you, listen, Linda.
Linda, listen.
If I'm at home cooking a meal and I realize, oh my God, I just need paprika. Do you think I'm about to get dressed, do my hair, put on brows to go get paprika?
No, ma'am.
That doesn't even make sense. If I'm going to go pick up a bag of crab and all I'm going to do is walk in, grab it, and walk out, do you think I would change my onesie? No, ma'am.
Nope.
I'm not even getting gas. My gas tank is on E, baby. It's going to stay on E until I'm really going to go out of my way.
Can we just talk about the fact that I am that fucking dumbass broad that will try and ride my tank knowing God. So Nick.
Excuse me.
Nick is the person that tops off his tank every day.
Yeah.
He's like, if I don't have gas, let me just stop and fill up, because he's never going without gas. I'm the person that is constantly like, 17 miles left. I can go to the store, come back.
3 miles this way and 3 miles that way. Yeah,
no, I got at least 2-3 trips left in me. And then every fucking time it's when I'm in a rush. Now I have like, now the thing's blinking and it's not even telling me how many miles. And I'm like, oh my God, like I have an appointment, you know, like that's. Anyway, I wish I could like change that.
I wish that gas wasn't $7.
Oh my God, dude.
I said, you know what? I'm about to be on a Scooty bike. Sponsor me now.
Get us some scooters.
Because honestly, the way that gas is going, a bitch is about to be really hitchhiking, and I'm not joking. You know what? Post that. We need to post that picture.
Yeah.
On our Instagram and literally say, a bitch about to be hitchhiking.
Seriously. You got any of you listeners, if you live in California, it's like on some other shit.
No, steroids.
I don't know how, like, there's probably like a few other states that are like the same, you know, but when I went to Austin a couple months ago, it was like $2 cheaper. Like it was like $4 something, you know, like almost $5.
And I was just, who was telling me, a North Carolina or something like that? They're like, it's $3.79. But you gotta account for the cost of living, I guess.
Yeah, but we're paying. I have a fucking Pathfinder. It's not like it's a truck, you know? I'm like, why am I spending $122 to fill up my tank?
Right.
I don't even want to go, like, all summer I wanted to be road tripping, and now I'm like, we might like be going for a walk to the park.
That's it.
It's out of control. It's absolutely
expensive. And I was thinking about, I was like, I really wanted to drive cross country this summer, and I'm like, Might as well fly cross country.
Cheaper to fly.
Yeah, there's no way
I'm going to. That's when you know it's bad. Because I gas? Yeah, oh no. No, we can't afford it. On top of just like renting the RV.
Look at Holly's makeup. So Holly just, you know, first of all, let's give a round of applause to our kids because they graduated preschool and what are they going to do, kindergarten?
Yeah, no, preschool.
Preschool.
Well, everybody's ready to go to TK or kindergarten now.
Yes. So she wanted to get makeup. So I took her to Sephora.
Oh my goodness, Holly, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Did you do it yourself?
Yeah.
You did? Can you do mine?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to come over and you're going to do my makeup?
Uh-huh. All right. Can I finish podcasting?
Yeah, can I?
And then we'll go get food.
Can I get some muffins?
No, there's no more. Oh. Yeah, so.
I love the pink vibes.
Yeah. Sorry to switch gears, but I'm just like, damn, our kids are fucking growing up. Holly's about to be in TK.
Yes. See, because hers is like, because like our kids are like the same age, but they're not, like they're months apart. So then she's like that weird like 3 months of time where she's like, they won't let her start, even though she's clearly ready to start. Super annoying. But still, like, they're not in preschool, like they're kids now, like they're kids, they're not babies. That's how I feel. Like,
yeah, they're literal kids now.
Yeah, like they're kids, they're not like, I, it's so weird, like when I talk to them or like pick them up, where I'm like, as soon as I'm like, oh, like I go to pick them up and I'm like, you're fucking huge and you're heavy and I don't want to hold you anymore. And now I'm thinking like, oh, like they're 5 and 4, about to be 5. Like, we shouldn't be holding them, but it's like, I don't know. Like, I also, I like it and I don't at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to hold you.
It's bittersweet because I obviously want you to grow up and I love seeing you become independent. I love seeing you, you know, like wanting to do all these things, but also it's like, slow down.
Hold on a second.
You need me for everything in life still.
Yeah. Yes. I don't want you.
It's the feeling. It's that small feeling of them like breaking free, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, okay. It's that stage where they're now really honestly like, no, mom, I got it.
Yep. I'm like, I want you so bad to be independent. And then I really like when you depend on me.
Yeah.
Like,
it's both. It's like, I really, really, really want to keep you. I want to, like, you know, I want to do you no justice by babying you, but I also definitely want to make you prepare for the world.
Right.
It's like Holly's, she's like, mom, I am a toddler. I'm a toddler. I'm about to be a kid. I'm not a baby.
Yeah. You're like, she's a kid. Like, they're kids. They're not like babies. They're not toddlers. They're kids.
She's in the big section of Target.
They're kids section. They're not in the T's, not like 4T anymore. Now it's like 4-5.
I'm so sad.
I know. It's so weird. So I said that. So if you guys don't know, I have twin boys. So we're like, they're going to kindergarten, right? And I was telling Nick, like, I think we're at the stage because they've been sharing clothes their entire life. And I was like, for kindergarten, I think we're going to separate their stuff. Like, I'm going to have the half of the dresser. Like, these are going to be, I'm going to go through all the clothes, declutter everything that doesn't fit, right? And everything that's left that fits before we go school shopping, I'm going to like lift up 2 shirts. I'm going to say, which one do you guys want? And I'm going to like mark it on the little, like in the tag, like an M or an A, you know, and then put it in their respective sides. So that I'm like, you guys are getting older. Like their room literally like smells, like it smells like a little boy's like, just like feet and like sweat. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's why you shouldn't be sharing clothes. Like, you have your own clothes. And now you guys, like when we go shopping, we're like, hey, like you guys pick out a couple shorts and a couple shirts that you guys want, that you guys like, you know, like, I'm like, I'm not ready for this.
I don't even know what to do. I'm like, how do I even enroll her? It's like I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, is TK like a thing?
Yeah. She's going to go. It's basically literally, it's so stupid. Like, it's literally kindergarten with a T in front of it. Like, she, so, the cool part is she's going to be, she's already like, I feel like she's pretty ahead academically, but now she's going to be like more ahead because she's going to go into kindergarten, basically already having done kindergarten.
Yeah.
Which is kind of unfair because it's like the kids who just go straight to kindergarten now seem like they're like kind of behind.
Yeah.
Because Holly's going to know how to count.
Register with the.
You do it with the school.
Any school? I have to pick a school now?
No. You got to. Okay, hold on. I'll tell you after when I go to your house later. I'll help you.
Okay, because I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah, you're. She's really going to. Like, you have to do it soon too. You probably already have to because my boys are already registered for kindergarten. You're behind.
I know. And that's what I'm like, wait, I'm like, but I could put her in a private TK though, right?
You can, but.
But they have public TKs?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to help you out. You guys. It's your first baby.
I got pregnant young.
Yeah. And you're like, I've never,
I don't even know what to do. I knew about, she's been in private school this whole time since she was 3 years old. So that's what I've been doing.
Can we talk about the fact that I'm so excited and you included, like, we don't have to pay anymore. Like,
yes.
How much money? I was like, literally my car payment, like a car payment, like not just any car. I mean, I'm talking about like a nice car. Like I'm gonna be saving like $1,400.
If I could lease, if I could pay the amount of her
school. Yes, you can get like any car you want.
You should be in a Porsche.
Yep. I'm like, I mean, granted, I'm probably only going to like maybe get a car that's like half of that amount, but the fact that I could and not even, it won't hurt like financially is like,
yeah,
I'm tired of paying for it. And then I've been, you know, I've been paying double. So it's like,
yeah.
Mommy looking up your stuff to know where you're going to take. Holy.
Right down the street, I think.
I'm trying to look at, oh. Yeah, and it's super easy. You just literally have to call. You're going to give, like, the regular shit, like, a little, you know, her vaccination record and her
physical.
Just a physical, and that's literally it. Her dentist appointment and her physical, and that's it. Or you just have to show them, like, that she has an appointment for it, you know?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, I'm going to have. I'm not ready to go to those. You know how at the school they have, like.
You see it? I'm not going to say it out loud, but.
Yeah.
The top one?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's literally right here.
Yeah. No, it is. And that's a really good school too.
Okay, great.
So
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. So
get that done, Mom.
Do you remember the fucking, I'm not ready to be on the yard with everyone in their little fucking Halloween costumes, doing the little Halloween parade. All the parents are there watching. I'm just like, oh, that's me now. I have nerve.
I seriously feel like I'm going to cry just thinking about them going to kindergarten.
Dude, it's insane. And we finally can really back to school shop because they're really
going. Like they're really going. Because, you know, like before it was like, they're just in preschool. Like, who cares? They're just going to mess up their clothes.
Yeah, but now
they're just like doing like arts and things. And now I'm like, no, you guys are really going to be in school. Like, I can't have you looking like that, you know? Not that I send them like raggedy, but I also like, I have their like, we're going to a party, like a nice barbecue or something, clothes, and then you have your preschool.
In, right.
Yeah, two different sets. And now I'm like, that's probably going to be the same clothes.
But the only thing is, though, don't they get out earlier?
I don't know about yours. I think, I don't know if that's the same.
What time do yours get out?
No, so they, so Aria, when Aria went to kindergarten, it was, they went till like 12 or whatever, or 12:30. But they changed it this year for this coming school year that they're going to get out the same time as Aria, like as all the classes. So I don't know. You'll just have to look up yours. But yeah, it's like till 2:30, I think. And then they even have like after school programs, like you can pay, you know, like so they can like their homework and like whatever, which I feel like depending on like how like work goes and the business and like what we're doing, you know, I would pay for it if I have to.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can't believe like they're
I'm overwhelmed. I'm just I just feel like it's been so
you're the same school district, so yeah, she's gonna go till 2:30 or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, I need to make sure I enroll her because
mm-hmm. That's easy. You just gotta take like a bill with something with your name and address on it.
Yeah. Easy I can't day. Believe it's not. Like, I'm enrolling my kid. Like, I don't even, like, I have to, like, I don't, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's too much. They're all,
like, too much for my whole body.
When we started hanging out, they were, like, Holly was tiny. She was, like, walking, but she wasn't, like, talking my ear off.
No, I think the most, like, yeah.
She was maybe saying, like, you know, little words here and there, but not having, like, now I'm like, she'll talk to me for, like, 30 minutes straight.
Mm-hmm. She'll tell you some shit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel like we have to address this.
Okay. I don't know what you're about to say. I'm scared.
Let's address two things.
Okay.
Number one, a lot of people, this is not what I want to address, but a lot of people ask me this. Why was I not invited to the MTV Awards?
Oh, yeah.
The answer is I respectfully declined because I didn't want to sit at the table with a bunch of people I don't like. So that's that. Second thing, most important thing that I wanted to bring up, Johnny Depp won his case.
I was like, okay, I forgot we didn't talk about that. Yes. And since we're like, you know, we've been following this for like what, fucking quite a few episodes. We've done like at least a check-in on it.
Yeah.
Like a little quick recap. I can't believe it. Like it's, I mean, thank God because. But the fact that she's like trying to spin it as far as like, oh, like women's rights have taken a step back.
That really caught me when I said the irony in this entire statement. Somebody locked this bitch up.
Right. You lied.
Lock this bitch up. You lied. And now you're still going about. He needs to sue her again. I would sue her again. Straight like that. I would sue her. Johnny. I know you're listening, Johnny, because we are your number one stan podcast. Right. Sue her ass right again for defamation of character. If she says one more goddamn thing.
One more.
One fucking more.
Yeah, it's basically right she after.
Insinuated that the court system's failed.
Right.
The courts failed. Everybody's failed. And now America has this problem of not being able to really believe victims. Bitch, you lied.
No, you lied. You're literally the problem. You're the reason, like, why women, like, why people don't believe women because of somebody like you.
Literally.
Like, trying to take over some, you know, for money or whatever.
I'm like, you're literally on video recording saying, oh, Johnny Depp, tell them that you're a white man, powerful, and you're fucking abused or whatever. Like,
right. Bitch,
that is not the words of somebody that is being abused. That is,
yeah.
And their abuser.
Mm-hmm.
Amber Heard.
How dare you?
My message. If I was looking straight into a camera and she was, if you know how they're like, what's one thing you want?
Yeah, one thing you'd want to tell.
I'm going to look straight into the camera. I'm going to tell you, you low down, dirty, lying, scum of the earth, Nike wearing, crisscross jumping bitch. You are so wrong. You are so wrong. And I hope that you don't even get a ticket to see any more of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. I want to file a motion to ban her.
Do you think that he's going to do it? Like, do you think they're going to like reopen? Because I remember him saying,
I think they owe him an apology. I think
like a public, like a whole
motherfucking edible arrangement, bitch.
Mm-hmm. But
I think he's owed. I think
he had said something like, no, like I don't like pretty much like fuck them, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, he's given his life to them. He's made them millions off the franchise and they don't even give him the benefit of the doubt of innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
They just cut ties with him. And while I understand that from a company's aspect, because I would be kind of in the same situation. I have the ability to see the situation off both sides. Like, I understand why a company would want to do that.
Well, you were wrong, so.
But from Johnny's aspect, if it was me and I was looking at MTV, I'd be like, fuck you, motherfuckers.
Fuck you believe
the worst in me. Mm-hmm. You were a part of this smear campaign. And now look, the bitch is crying, filing bankruptcy because she don't got the 15 M's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not ever going to see that money, but he don't care. Like, that wasn't about that. It wasn't about the money.
You know? It was about his name.
Yeah. And frankly, he, you know, it just reignited, like, everybody loving, like, Johnny Depp. Like, Because even the beginning, like when it all happened, like whenever that was, like 2016, 2017, I was kind of like, damn, like, I didn't really look into it, but I kind of believe, you know, I'm like, why would you lie? Like, you know, I guess, like, I don't fucking know Johnny Depp, you know, like, you want to, as a woman, to believe somebody saying that because you've either seen someone or you've been the person who's been saying that something happened and nobody believes you. So you're like, you know, the good, like, when you look thinking like, if it was me, of course I would, like, why would I lie, you know? But now, like, when you see everything come out, you're just like, this bitch, not a lick of evidence, and so much evidence, like, against it, that showing that, like, you are fucking not the narcissistic fucking crazy broad that you are.
Yeah, insane. And I feel like the evidence was really stacked against her. I feel like her attempt in court to cry, the forced tears that never rolled down her
cheek. Yeah, like they never came out, you know?
I was never convinced from the start. I'm very sad I'm very sad in two ways. I'm very sad because there are people that are going to believe Amber Heard.
100%.
And those people will lose faith in the justice system. Mm-hmm. And they will feel like a victim has been silenced,
yeah,
by this big, powerful man. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, it's a win for the men, because women shouldn't be able to just say,
right,
and then it can ruin a man's life. Yeah. Like, you can call the police and say Nick did X, Y, and Z, and I guarantee you he's going to be hauled off to jail before they asked questions.
Yeah, before there's any evidence. Like, I could not even have, you know, evidence. And then on top of that, it's like, it's my word against his, and my word's gonna hold more weight because I'm smaller than him, I'm weaker than him, and it really doesn't matter. Like, I could have you come and smack me upside my head and leave a mark, and I'm gonna say it was Nick, and he's gonna have no leg to stand on.
Yep. And so, and
even if they prove that he didn't do it, his whole life is ruined. They're gonna have that thing, like, on his record, like, oh, a domestic violence situation, we can't have you working here, we can't have you doing this, you know, like, that's crazy.
Yep.
You can really ruin somebody's life just with the accusation. And it's like,
and she did.
Yeah. I mean, she did for years. Like, he was, like, blackballed, basically. Like, Johnny Depp is blackballed from Hollywood. Like, this dude is one of the greatest actors of all time.
Yep.
Anyway, I mean,
I feel bad.
We're happy that it ended that way. But
bad because I feel, let me be clear, for Johnny.
Yeah.
Because I know how it feels to get on the internet and read things about yourself that are so untrue and just so hurtful. And the thing is, if Johnny would have got on Instagram emotional and crying, they would have accused him. They would have said he's guilty.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, because anytime someone gets on social media and tries to defend themselves, you know, obviously they're guilty, allegedly. But I know what it must have felt like for him to, number one, be dropped from something that he's worked on from the creation.
Hold on, I have to go pee.
Yeah, go.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
I was going to say, I know how hurtful it must have been for him to get cut from the parts of the Caribbean, for him to just see all of these things be said about him that are so untrue and so heavy. Like, what, he wasn't being accused of, you know, something light. He was being accused of serious things that really will make your whole fan base turn against you. And I'm happy that I feel like justice was served.
Right.
And yeah, now we can move on with our lives. Poor Amber Heard has that $15 million ticket hanging over her head. And baby girl, I hope you can pay it because you'll never work again. Never.
She's going to have to go get a job somewhere.
We might see her waiting tables.
Hey, I ain't tipping her.
I ain't tipping. No tip.
No tip. Zero tip. I'll give it, you know, like those disrespectful ass tips, like a dollar. Like, do you feel like if you're a waitress, first of all, let me say I could never be a waitress because I would be... all over the place. I'd be like, oh my God, I come to the table. Oh my God, you asked for ranch, huh? Hold on. And then, like, I'd forget that the other table asked for something else. Like, I'm like, I don't have that brain.
I think my thing with tipping is like, and this might just sound bad, but why do I have to tip you to do your job?
Like, do you think, yeah, I agree. Like, it's weird, but then I don't understand. So you know how waiters and waitresses, they get paid like less than minimum wage because they account for their tips.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they get paid like less. Like they get paid like whatever. It depends on where you work. But you can get paid like under minimum wage because you're getting tips, which is like, that doesn't make
sense. That's them. The company
just pay them what they're we're gonna pay them, and then
exactly the company should be responsible for providing a living wage.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to tip you $15 because you brought my food on time. You should be bringing my food on time. That's literally your job description.
Right.
I should have to tip you because you made my cocktail good. You're a fucking barista. You should know how to make.
And I understand that it's like hard work and shit, like running around like that. But how about they just pay you like
what a good
wage? And then if we still want to tip you, like if you went above and beyond, then absolutely. Like, because I'm a pretty big tipper, but I.
Also, I am too, but I understand what you're saying. I don't want to feel forced to tip because you don't make a living wage.
And then I feel bad, like, okay, you don't make a living wage, but you didn't bring my drink. You didn't refill my thing. My food was wrong. And then you feel like a bitch because you're like, well, I don't want to tip you because you literally got everything wrong.
Yeah.
And then you're also blaming the waiter for like stuff that the kitchen did too. So you're like, well, is it their fault or is it their fault? You know, where you're like, hey, I asked for this and the kitchen fucked it up. Or did they? Or did you not write it down? I don't know. That's too much. Like, I'm just trying to have lunch, you know?
I'm going to try to order my food and go about my day. That's it. I don't want to have to calculate your wage and your rent.
Yeah. Can we just pay you, like, put it in the cost of the food to for you guys to get a living wage, and then that way you don't have to, like, do all this fucking mental aerobics on your fucking bill.
On what it costs. Yeah. Well, actually, a lot of places in the world, they don't tip.
Yeah, no, I know.
For that reason.
Yeah, I'm like, just pay them well. Like, pay them, you know, like, I understand.
Pay them well, and then let be the extra, the addition.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's, like, why is it, like, only certain jobs have that? Like, why is it, like, okay, like, the cashier at the grocery store, I'm not tipping her because she, like, bagged my shit real fast. They just pay her right, you know? Like, they just pay her for what she does, and then that's it. Like, why is there just certain jobs that like they depend on that, which is like weird.
I don't know.
I worked at a car wash and they literally like we couldn't take tips because they were like, no, like the tip, like you don't need a tip, like we're not giving you the good customer service so you can tip us. That's just what we should be doing all the time.
Yeah.
Granted, we weren't making like a ton, but we did make like over minimum wage. Like they did pay us, you know, for just being at a car wash, like they paid us pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for like being 19 years old or whatever it was. So it's like, yeah, like they shouldn't have to tip you just to get good. Like, I mean, not that.
Just to get good wages.
I'm like, you can't pay your rent because you didn't refill my drink. And then I didn't want to give you like, you know.
Yeah.
Don't put that on me.
That's an interesting thing. And I think other places in the world have it figured out. And we don't. I mean,
don't you think that's with a lot?
That's real life, Americans.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we think we're all fucking big and bad, and then
last to be having it figured out.
We're like the, like we have like the front of like we're the best of the best of the best.
I will never forget when someone says that America is just a broke bitch with a Gucci purse.
Yes, that is like we're like the luxury brand that you buy and the shit falls apart.
Falls apart after one wash every single thing. And you're like, mother, I got God.
This is a $1,200 Balenciaga hoodie. Why is the fucking seams falling off? I've only washed it one time.
I can't imagine the people that come here and think it's the land of opportunity, home of the brave.
I mean, it's definitely the land of opportunity, but it's like not as easy. It's not as simple as that.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh,
I'm the right people. Like, you know, everything, it's like not as easy as it seems, you know?
Yeah. Yep. In America, that's about network. If you know people.
Oh, literally. If you don't know anybody, good luck.
Good luck.
That goes for not. That's not for like even your type of work. I'm talking about if you want to be a firefighter, you bet your dad's uncle. Your dad's uncle better have been a firefighter, or you're not going to be one.
Yes.
Good luck to you.
It's for who you know.
It's who you know,
and what resources they are willing to extend to you.
Right. Like because literally, if your mom's not a nurse at Kaiser, you're not going to be a nurse at Kaiser. You know, like
that bowl here, like
it's hard. It's tough out here in these,
American streets.
In these American streets. That's the title of this podcast. It's tough out here in these American streets.
Well, that's so funny.
But thank God we have like the opportunity to have, like, obviously you have a lot of opportunity, like given you know, what you do for work, but also like that has a ton to go into it. Yeah. But it's just me like being able to like, we have Aries and like we could work, if we want to make money, we could work more. If yeah. we don't need as much, we could work less. And if like yeah. it's kind of more on us. And I do think like, it sucks that America, yes, it's the land of opportunity. I'm putting that in
there. Yeah, but I mean, like,
it's so hard to be an entrepreneur.
We shelled out to be yeah. able to do that.
They make it very hard to be an entrepreneur because then that means you're independent. And they don't like that because they need you, like, they need us to depend on them. So they
need minimum wagers.
Right. Because, like, oh, if everybody is owning this business and bopping, like, how, who's going to work at McDonald's?
Yeah, who's going to work the drive through?
Who's going to be the waitress waiting for tips, you know? Yeah. Anyway,
fucked yeah. up. You know what? Here's my Google review on Earth. Pretty ghetto.
0 out of 10.
Lacking resources. No culture.
Everybody is
highly expensive. Would not recommend. 0 out of 0 Yelp review. Never would go again. Wouldn't even send my worst enemy to Earth. So yeah. that's my. That's my thoughts on it.
Yep.
And now with gas, oh, bitch is about to be biking, hiking.
Now you can't even get around this earth that is kind of ghetto, you know?
If you see me on the side of the road with a finger out in a bag, and you're like, that looks like Ashley from T-Mall. It is.
It's me. Pick me up. I'm trying to go to the mall. Drop me off.
Drop me off.
I'm trying to go to Bag of Crab.
What direction are you traveling? Because I can no longer afford gas.
Right.
That is my PSA. So.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this week. We have a few guests coming in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you tune in. And yeah, hope you guys have a good week.
Bye.